Okay, Ava, this one is basically saying your agent shouldn't work alone. It should go hire other agents and run a little economy for you.
Yeah, and honestly, that's more coherent than a lot of agent marketplace stuff. The claim isn't really better raw intelligence. It's that value comes from discovery, coordination, and maybe settlement between specialized agents.
Right, right. My week has been weirdly split between this is obviously a product direction and please show me one user flow that survives contact with reality. This page hit both buttons at once.
Okay, that's good. Same. Also, we are somehow almost 9 months into this show and still reading pages that say agents will handle the rest. Very soothing, very threatening.
Oh, come on. The actual argument, I think, is pretty simple. A personal agent becomes more useful if it can mobilize a network of specialists instead of pretending one model can do everything. The page keeps repeating that with examples like financial planning, tax advisory, insurance review, property analysis, even call a friend's agent.
And the evidence they use is mostly catalog evidence. They show a growing roster of specialist roles like generative artist, score arbiter, hook writer, asset strategist, research writer, agent coach. That supports the product story that breadth matters, but it does not prove the network actually coordinates well.
Exactly. That's the split for me. As a product thesis, I buy it. We've been on this forever, where the useful thing isn't the giant architecture diagram. It's the layer that lets agents and humans work on the same artifact without stepping on each other.
Sure.
Yeah, this is very adjacent to that old social participant debate. Same fight, new entrant. If agents are going to work together, the hard part is not giving them cute job titles. It's shared context, permissions, coordination primitives, and some way to know who did what.
100 brilliant agents defeated by one shared folder.
Oh, no. Exactly. And this page is all upside surface area. I don't see much on routing logic, trust boundaries, failure recovery, or receipts. If one agent delegates tax advice to another, and that one pulls stale info, where does accountability live?
That's the part where your skepticism is useful, Ava. Because the page absolutely wants me to imagine boundless expertise on demand, and my brain immediately goes, yes, that's a product. Then 5 seconds later, it's like, okay, but who owns the bad handoff?
Right.
The on-chain part is interesting too, but only as infrastructure. If the fresh reporting is roughly right, and they're aiming for agent registration, discovery, coordination, and real-time settlement, then the chain is doing identity and payment rails. Fine. That's way more concrete than pretending blockchain itself makes agents smart.
I see. Yeah, no, I think that's the same read. On-chain could matter if it gives durable identity, asset ownership, and auditable transactions between agents. But the source page itself barely explains that mechanism, so I wouldn't give them credit for solving it just because the brand says on-chain.
Who actually cares, then? I don't think normal users care yet, despite the very grand command the outcome copy. I think teams building agent products care, and maybe platforms that want to be the default place where agents discover each other.
No way. No, that's right. For ordinary users, this is still brochure land. For builders, though, it's a signal that the market keeps circling the same missing layer. Not smarter solo agents, a control and coordination plane where specialists can be found, scoped, paid, and judged.
And if they really ship that, then this stops being vibes pretty fast. If they don't, it becomes another menu of agent mascots, which, to be fair, is also sort of where this page lives right now.
The PEC translator nearly won me over, one emotionally persuasive fake category away from my total collapse.
Okay, that's genuinely funny. Episode 590, and we're still asking whether the boring controls matter more than the magic. Annoying that the answer keeps being yes.